بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبى. قيل: يا رسول الله من أبى؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. Value of Iman we will realize and appreciate, and the significance of Iman we will come to know when we are closing our eyes, when we are about to die. Fruits of it we will see in the grave. Benefits of it we will see in the akhirat, facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when accountability starts. Following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhering to commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behaving like Muslims, practicing and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things, we will see the benefits in all the three alams. Alam al-dunya, this world. Alam al-barzakh, in the grave. Alam al-akhirat, in the akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated it. It is recorded in the Quran. We believe it. How much do we act upon it? How much do we prepare for it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, best Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi who came with the final constitution of life, the best one who set his foot on earth. Why do we love him? Why must we follow him? Ulama Ikram have written that causes of love, of true love, of sincere love, not makeshift or mobile or lip service love, but true love, causes of it are three. One is Kamal, number two Jamal, and number three Ihsan. Number one, Kamal. We have spoken about this. In brief, everything which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, it is to the perfection. If you see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a commander-in-chief, you'll see there is no one better. If you see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a husband, you'll find no one better. If you see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and view him as an imam, you find no one better. If you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a diplomat, and a negotiator, and a peace finder, and a peacemaker, you find no one better. If you look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a military man, there is no one better. So from whichever and whatever angle you look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whichever position you look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best. And have we considered to look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from various angles? Have we done any research on this? Any soul searching on this? That who is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What he brought for us?
Why must we love him? Why must we follow him?
In another platform I stated, when discussing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that go home and tonight you become the orator, the speaker, the monana, and put on your big jubba and address your wife and speak to her about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, speak to her about Tawheed. And today I will add, ayat in the Quran al Kareem, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First kalima we read, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So tonight you go and address your beloved, your wife, and start with speech. Explain to her who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he brought for us, why must we follow him. And see, respected elders, how long with us. These are basic things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But every second Muslim today wants to get into highfalutin discussion, eloquent speeches, mental gymnastics, high power stuff. But simple things about Allah, about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we do it? So you try it, and you lecture to your family and see how much we need. How much water we are in. Take stock. Jamal is beautiful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most beautiful. In beauty, in physique, in moving, in walking, in talking, everything of his game of beauty, illuminated everywhere where he went. We have discussed this also in some places. Today we have to mention a point on Ihsan. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought for us. How do we understand Ihsan? Is very simple. That if you are in some problem, financial problem or any problem, then if you go to someone and tell him, could you loan me some money, and he gives you that money, then you feel obligated. Every time you see him, you want to set up and greet him. And every time you visit him, you greet him properly, you talk to him nicely, you feel there is a connection between you. You feel there is a link. Why? Because he did a favor for you. He aided you. He supported you. He's got one on you. Simple like this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he has done for us. What he has brought for us. When we know what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought for us, and under what trials and tribulations and difficulties that message of Islam has reached us, then we will appreciate Islam. We will appreciate the value of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will not butcher his sunnah. We will not massacre the sunnah. Then we will not step aside from Islam. Then we will not have an indifferent attitude concerning Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkatul Mukarramah, when he gave the call of Tawheed, this simple, beautiful, but dynamic call of Tawheed, his own uncles should follow him in the street and say to the people that do not listen to him, he is lying. They boycotted him and the Muslims. In the duration of boycott, it is stated, and the historians write, that let alone the children, everyone, they were surviving on the leaves of the tree. That they were chewing the leather to survive. In the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during good times, affluent times, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that we should survive a two black things.
water and lit. In the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fireplace was not lighted for many moons, many months. When booty was flowing in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the kuffar, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in prostration in sijda, the entrails and intestines of an animal were placed and thrust onto his back. But still, he did not take vengeance. He did not revenge. When it was clear, he went back home. When he gave the call of Tawr, call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported that day, put a cloth around his neck and pulled it at the end. Narrators say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes began to pop out, gasping for breath, all for us, to convey the message. And what's the message? That Islam is simple. And how simple is Islam? That when we cannot perform our salat standing, then we should do it sitting. And when we cannot do it sitting, you do it in lying down. How simple and beautiful is Islam? That when the woman, when she experiences her monthly, that she is exempted from salah, and she is exempted from fasting, and when she recovers, and when she is purified, she makes qaza, she compensates for the soul, for the fasting, and not for the salah. How easy and simple it is. A arkan, a rukun of the Hajj, which has just gone by, 5 days, but only having 3 farz. How simple. To be in the condition of Ihram, to stay in Arafat, even if it be for a minute, conscious or unconscious, to make tawaf with Ihram. That is all. Simple. If you look at everything in Islam, when there is no water, we make tayammum. In winter, we make masa on the socks. All through the barakah and duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who underwent all these trials and tribulations. Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, at one stage he was against Islam. He stated that the battle of Badr and the battle of Uhud was orchestrated by him, designed by him, motivated by him. But remember this point, I will mention. When we talk of Hazrat Abu Sufyan, when we say radiallahu ta'ala, we don't say Abu Sufyan. Why? Because he passed away as a Sahabi. Now he's got the status of a Sahabi. Yes, he orchestrated Badr and Uhud. Even when we talk of Badr and Uhud, we say Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because he passed away in that condition, we have to respect the last condition. And he's Sahabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to honor him. When the conquest of Mecca took place, and Abu Sufyan in the night came to view the army of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he saw the multitude, and that which is approaching, from all directions they are going to come into Makkah al-Mukarramah. Abu Sufyan came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stated that he wants peace. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully well knows that he orchestrated all this. God, Badr, Uhud, all these moves against Islam, against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly said that man dakhalal bayt Abu Sufyan kana amin. Whosoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan is safe. Populace of the Makkah al-Mukarramah approached Abu Sufyan and told him that your house is small. How can all of us live there? How can all of us be secure and safe? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Man abrak al-baq kana amina. Whosoever locks his door and stays inside is safe. No one will be here. To whom is saying this? Those who went against Islam. Those who were physically, materially, morally, financially, doing things against Islam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgives him. This is his quality. Hazrat Vashti radiallahu ta'ala, who martyred Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Sufyan's wife, Hinda radiallahu ta'ala, who took the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. When the conquest of Mecca took place, then she came out of the house in the night, going into the gullies, sleeping into the gullies, thinking, what are these Muslims doing? Then she came to know. So they are pleading before Allah Ta'ala. They are making tawaf. They are crying before Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant these people of Mecca hidayah. But she thought, these people are not plotting against us. They have got no vengeance in their heart. They have got no revenge in their heart. These are. And when she came to accept Islam, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted her. So in this world, we should now think how much we behave. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that this world, Mafhum of Hadith, that in this world is a jail for the Muslim and Jannat for the kafir. Jannat for the kafir. And that Muslim who tries to reverse the situation, he loses his Iman, he loses his Islam in the process. You see it all around us. And what happens in the jail, respected gentlemen? You also find out that. What happens in the jail? That whatever the authorities want the jail person to do, he does. Everything which the person in the jail wants to do, he has to have the sanction of the authority. He's rising, he's sleeping, is conditioned and governed by the authorities. His eating is governed by the authorities. His food that he's reaching is governed by the authority. His movement, every movement of his, is sanctioned, approved, and governed by the authorities. His speech, respected elders, what he wants to say is governed by the authorities. And if he says something against the authorities, he is beaten up. And if he goes against the authorities, he is punished severely. Everything of him is restricted. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, a Muslim is like that, in this world. A Muslim is like that. Why? What we eat must be sanctioned by Allah. What we put in the stomach must be sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our transaction, our dealing must be that which is pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not gamble. We do not steal. We do not rob. We do not exploit. We do not put our money on horses and see them lose. Everything has to be controlled. Muslims do not engage in fornication and adultery. Muslims are far away from backbiting and gossiping. Muslims are not oppressors and suppressors. Muslims see their friends well, their wives well, their family well, and their neighbor well. Muslims are well-wishers of everybody. They want to see, and if they see some Muslim progressing, spiritually, financially, in any way, provided it is right, Muslims feel happy that my brother is progressing, not that I must go and spy him out, or I must do this against him, or do that against him. Today, what is our condition? What has become of us? Why this son and this son are in court? This son and father are in court? Families and families in court, cousins in court, Muslims in court, Muslims fighting against Muslims in court. Why all that? Respected elders, Jesus said, to love Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are three causes. One is Kamal, one is Jamal, and the other is Ihsan. A little bit we have heard about. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that a Muslim life is conditioned on earth. And it is like a jail for us. They are restricted in every way. The fruitification of the restriction we will see in the Akhirah. In this world and in the Akhirah. We must believe in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's statement. And if the Kafir is having Jannat on earth, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that, let him be. But we must secure our Iman, our Akhirah, our Islam, our culture, our civilization, our values, everything which belongs and is attached to Islam and Muslims, we must secure and safeguard and protect so that we can survive in this kufr environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to become practical good Muslims and righteous Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.